This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We are talking about sanitizing your phone, asking you the question as to how often do you sanitize your phone. Mm-hmm. It turns out that 50% of you are filthy and have never sanitized your phone. But more on that in a moment. We're just going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Christine.
Yes, so it's down by 0.25% at 1,519 points. Active stocks include Medtronic Global, Luster Industries, and Sam Aden Group. The ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.14, up against the Aussie dollar at 2.95, and up against the Sing dollar at 3.05.
Thank you very much, Christine. Of course, that question again, since COVID-19, how often do you sanitize your phone, and how? You can let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Have you got any updates over on Instagram?
I do. Quite a lot of people, I think, feel the need to explain that they do, in fact, sanitize their phones. So Caden Chia says, at least twice a day, at least. Nora Thira says, after every clinic sessions, I use a soap cloth. I Google how to clean my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Good job. And Ivawa says, I sanitized even before COVID, at work and when I reach home.
Well done.
Good job, guys.
Over on WhatsApp, Ro has said, I used to sanitize my phone by trying not to swear while I spoke on it, but now with COVID, I do occasionally wipe it down. I'm not... Ro, you need to work on these puns, mate. Right. We're going to be looking at some more options in a little while. 018-789-8899 is how you can get on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Chris was just talking about how somebody has just learned how to sanitize their iPhone, of course, which nicely and sweetly brings us along to our second story here about the iPhone 12. In a virtual event Tuesday, Apple announced the launch of four new iPhones because, you know, one is not enough.
Yep.
The iPhone 12, the iPhone 12 Pro, the iPhone 12 Pro Max, and the iPhone 12 Mini.
Oh.
We're going to have a bit of a rundown of some of the pros and cons of their latest products. As far as price, the iPhone 12 Mini starts at $699, the same as last year's 11. The iPhone 12 starts at $799. Prices for the 12 Pro and the 12 Pro Max stay at $999 and $1,099, respectively. Meanwhile, the 11 dropped to $599. The XR is $499. And an iPhone SE starts at $399. Can you believe that? Like, the difference between the SE and the new 12 Pro Max?
No.
Right. So, between the prices, the choice in sizes, support for 5G and the cameras, mm-hmm. there's a lot to be excited and confused about. So here's a breakdown of some of the major features on the new iPhones and what makes them different. Design and storage. All four phones have a new hardware design defined by squared off edges similar to those on the iPad Pro. You could even say Apple took inspiration from the iPhone 5. Mm. Inspiration, they just recycled it. The 5S, an original 2016 SE, it kind of looks like the bodies of the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 5 had a baby. Not necessarily a bad thing. Boxy edges house the antennas for 5G and are made from aluminium on the iPhone 12 and the 12 Mini. The stainless steel on the 12 Pro and the 12 Pro Max compared to the iPhone 11. They've got ceramic shield displays, which could be tough to crack.
That's nice.
That's on the iPhone 12 and the 12 Pro. They both have a 6.1-inch OLED display. The iPhone 12, the 5G or not 5G, like most Android flagship phones released this year, all four iPhones support 5G. They support mmWave 5G, which has some of the fastest speeds available right now, but you need to be close to a 5G tower to use it.
Mm.
They've got LiDAR. Normally, new cameras would be the biggest feature of the iPhone launch. And whilst this new design and 5G will, of course, get a lot of attention, the cameras deserve some as well. The main wide-angle camera on all four iPhones has a new lens with an aperture of f1.6 and a new larger sensor. Ultra-wide camera on all the phones gets a boost. Now, wireless charging meets MagSafe minus the power adapter. So... Remember MagSafe from your MacBook if you had one? If you tripped over that charging cable, it would pop out so as not to bring your MacBook crashing to the ground. It saved mine a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. The technology centered around cleverly packaged or placed magnets. And to improve your wireless charging experience, Apple used specifically placed magnets to better align your phone's position to improve charging efficiency. New line of MagSafe accessories, including a charger that supports a 15-watt wireless charging and cases that allow you to charge through them better. Here's the big thing, though. Apple is omitting the wired earpods and a power adapter that would normally come in the box. But there is a fast USB-C to lightning cable included. That said, one of the arguments Apple made for not including the earpods and power brick was that there are so many already in existence, except how many people have a USB-C power plug at home?
I think another one of the arguments that Apple has made is that they are omitting the wired earpods and power adapter for the sake of the environment. Mm-hmm. I have my questions about that.
Right.
I think I've made it very clear as well on BizBytes that I have always been very I've not been pleased at some of the changes that Apple has made to the iPhone line. Primarily, I will always be upset about the removal of the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
That will hurt my soul for,
yes,
I think, as long as I live. But this is another level, right? This feels, I mean, I don't know, maybe the environmental claim is technically true, but it does kind of feel a little bit more like they just want you to buy.
Of course.
Externally.
So no earpods in the box,
mm-hmm,
no brick
power
in the
adapter
box, which means smaller boxes, they can ship out more, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we get that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we've been watching Apple for so long now,
mm-hmm,
that we kind of know what they're doing. It's almost like they're testing to see how far they can push us,
yeah,
with this, you know, without us saying, you know, Apple, come on, enough's
because
enough.
I think the sort of logical solution to this, if it wasn't Apple, would just be to get a non-Apple,
right,
you know, a Bluetooth earphones or a non-Apple power adapter, except that Apple is very good at making those defunct immediately.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's a very... It's a smart business move, but I don't believe these claims that, oh, it's to help save the planet.
Yeah, I don't
buy
that.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, if you're in that ecosystem and, you know, you're very much an Apple user, you want to remain in that ecosystem, right? And I think there's, for some people, that might be a bit of an issue.
I will say, though, that bringing back MagSafe is awesome.
Yes.
I'm actually really happy about that. I had an upgrade to my MacBook. So now I have one with the USB-C cable, and I have almost tripped over that cable a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, just that very simple, oh, it just pops off motion, does,
yep,
not apply anymore.
Right. I love that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Let us know what you think, folks. Get us via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Rose come back,
oh,
and he said, sorry, I wasn't using my iPhone. Time for a break. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Swamp Music here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.